Welcome to the standing set of mindful movement. Starting with simple body movements with moment-to-moment awareness in a non-judgmental way. Doing this practice regularly builds a healthy body and mind relationship. Movements are done mindfully with awareness of our breath. Following along as best you can, knowing you should refrain from anything that is inappropriate for you at this time. Using your inner wisdom, allowing your own sensitivity override any direction or instruction in this practice today. You can modify the movements to suit your body. As you engage in any of the movements, you may notice your limits or edges as you move. The practice involves coming up to those edges and exploring sensations that are there, and not going beyond your limits or your edges. It is not about striving or pushing yourself. As you move towards the edges, you will be looking deeply into your body's sensations and looking at thoughts that arise as you move in and out of the poses. Remembering the best results are achieved by not having any expectations or trying to obtain any particular state, that being a particular state of mind or body. Instead, accepting what comes and what arises, not seeking out any sense of relaxation or peacefulness. This is a simple practice of mindfulness, paying attention to yourself moment to moment, to the experience in a non-judgmental manner. It may be helpful as you go through the movements to ask yourself, what am I feeling? What is its nature? Where is it exactly coming from? How is my mind reacting to it? Bringing an investigative curiosity to the practice. Remembering if an uncomfortable movement comes up for you today and is beyond your limits, I invite you to assume a comfortable posture and imagine yourself engaging in the movement. There is benefit from imagining yourself in a posture. Remembering to bring a lighthearted attitude to the practice and remember to breathe throughout. Starting in mountain pose, feet together or slightly apart with your big toes touching, in a stance that offers you the most stability. Being aware of the soles of the feet on the floor and bringing awareness to the soles of the feet, to the legs, the tailbone, and drawing in your lower tummy and rising from your lower rib cage and lifting upwards. Pressing the shoulders down your back and ensuring that your shoulders are directly over your hips. Imagine that you are being lifted from the crown of your head up into the sky. As you stand in mountain pose, sending an intention to remain alert while holding yourself in softness, bringing awareness to the breath and any body sensations that come up in this present movement. Next is the palm tree pose. Palms facing out at your sides, slowly bringing your hands and arms up, noticing any gravitivity pull, and bringing your hands above your head with the palms facing each other but not touching. Lifting your chin up and looking between your hands. Reaching and stretching. Noticing any sensations in this stretch. maintaining your balance while still continuing to stretch throughout the entire body, noticing any sensations arising. Connecting now with your breath. On the next exhale, slowly releasing the body, relaxing, and bringing your arms down out at your sides, again sensing the gravity pull, and closing your eyes and tuning into your body and sensing any sensations having made this movement. Next is the one arm stretch, raising your right arm and reaching overhead like you would when reaching for an apple, noticing the stretch in the right side of the body. You may also notice that the left heel is wanting to lift off the floor and letting it if it feels right for you, reaching with the right arm for the apple in the tree. Not straining, just reaching. On your next exhale, allowing your right arm to return your wrist to your side while releasing your left heel to the floor and allowing it to rest. Closing your eyes and drawing your attention to the right side of the body. And now to the left side of the body. Now repeating on the left side, raising your left arm, reaching upwards for the apple. And if it feels right, allowing the right heel to come up. Again, just reaching for the apple, feeling the stretch in your body. And now releasing your arm and heel and closing the eyes and feeling the entire body. Connecting with your breath, allowing your breath to be free-flowing. Now, moving into the crescent moon pose, bringing your feet together or slightly apart, whatever is going to give you some stability, standing erect, arms at your sides, fingers together, palms flat on your thighs, and inhaling, raising the right arm laterally and having the outside of the arm touching your right ear. Exhaling and bending the arm and the trunk to the left side, lifting up and over, rising from the rib cage and from the hip, tilting over to what is available to you in this moment, and sliding the left palm down the left thigh to keep yourself square. And that hand may go all the way down to your left knee if that feels right for you. Tuning into your edges and any body sensations, noticing the stretch on the right side. And there may be some tingling in your right fingers, numbness or coolness. Just bringing into awareness any body sensations. Now coming back, bringing the arm, neck, and trunk back together. The right arm is straight above and moving it out and down to your side. Now to the other side. Bringing the left arm up and reaching over to the right side. Again, raising from the rib cage over and from the hip. If your breath has become jagged, you may have gone too far, past your limits. Adjust to have normal breathing. Now, coming back to your mountain pose, to your center, closing your eyes and tuning into your body and sensing any sensations from this stretch on either side of your body, and asking yourself, how does the body feel right now? Is there any emotions that have come into my awareness? Maybe there are some judgments. Next, we are going to do some arm circles. Arms out at your sides, keeping them straight, and doing 5 large arm circles going backwards. Noticing your breath and now forward 5 times, allowing the breath to be as natural as possible, pausing for a moment and coming back to mountain and turning into your body and sensing any sensations that have arisen or any thoughts. Next, we are going to do neck rolls. Rolling the neck to the left, ear to shoulder, and then to the right. And now, bringing your head center, dropping your chin to your chest. Again, rolling to the left. And dropping the chin down, and then rolling to the right. Being aware of your edges and noticing any thoughts. And bringing your head straight, and just allowing your chin to rest on your chest, and bringing into awareness your moment-to-moment experience without judgment. Next, we're going to do the 5-pointed star. Placing your feet far apart, about 2 feet apart, placing your arms horizontal to each side, and the feet placed under your wrists or almost, and the toes pointed forward, pressing the weight into the feet and the heels, feeling firmly in your stance, stretching your arms out while relaxing your shoulders, rolling them back while stretching out from the chest cavity area, while also lifting your chest bone up. Inhaling, lifting the crown of your head upwards and feeling your body being pulled in 5 different directions. From your heels to your fingertips to the top of your head. Bringing into awareness any body sensations that come from this experience in this moment. And tuning into your breathing. Now returning back to the mountain stance. We are now going to move into standing twist. Your feet shoulder width apart, with your upper body erect, placing your hands on your hips, exhaling slowly, breathing in normally a few times. taking a deep breath and slowly turn to the right from the hips. On a slow exhale, without moving your feet or losing your balance, keeping your hands on your hips. Continue to tune into your body sensations, monitoring your edges, and deciding if you can go a bit deeper in this moment. Continuing to breathe into the twist. Coming back to now a neutral position. And just breathing, allowing your breath to be free-flowing. On your next in-breath, position your arms back on your hips and twisting now to the other side on the exhale. Breathing into the twist, being alert and aware while being soft in your body. We are not striving, we are just building awareness to our body. Now back to a neutral position and releasing your hands to your sides, bringing your feet together back in mountain pose. Closing your eyes and noticing any thoughts or body sensations after this movement. Now we are going to do the standing bending pose. Bringing your hands to your hips again, hinging from your hips while engaging your core muscles, lifting up from your chest, keeping your back as straight as possible, leading with your chin, falling forward in a controlled motion, releasing your hands, allowing them to fall to the floor as you bend over. Softening the belly while releasing your head and lower back. You can even nod your head to allow it to release, being aware of any body sensations in the lower back. Experience what the posture feels like and allowing the breath to be free flowing and sensing the gravity as it's pulling the upper body to the ground. Now raising your right arm up and noticing any sensations in your arm and shoulder. And release back down. And now trying the left arm. Bringing it up and sensing your arm and shoulder. And lower. Now slowly curling yourself up to standing, stacking your vertebrae on top of the other while engaging your core muscles and feeling the strength in your thighs, keeping your chin tucked in and head to come up last. Closing the eyes and turning into the effects on the body and breath, having engaged in a forward bend. Coming back now to the mountain pose, we're going to engage in a squat. Inhaling, bringing your arms forward parallel to each other, bending the knees and sticking your buttocks out as if to sit on a chair behind you. Leaning into your heels, feeling the weight in your thighs while engaging your core muscles. Hips do not go lower than your knees. Engaging at your edge, but not over your limit. Relaxing your shoulders and back. Breathing into the sensations. Bringing your arms up if that feels okay. Stretching your fingers up, tips up to the ceiling. Staring at a point on the wall to assist with balance. and knowing your limits if you need to release at this time. Inhaling as you release, straightening the legs, feeling the strength in your thighs, and push through the heels. Closing the eyes and inviting yourself to fully experience the body sensations that come into your awareness moment to moment. Now, in mountain pose, we will move into the tree pose. Pick a spot on the wall or floor ahead of you, and picking that spot to focus your gaze on. This will help to maintain your balance. Shifting your weight to the left foot and becoming aware of what that feels like. Lifting your right leg while bending your right knee. Shift all your weight over to the left leg, feeling the pressure between the sole of the foot and the floor. Notice again what that feels like to balance on the left leg. This may be the extent of this movement for you, balancing in this moment, shifting the weight to one leg. You can experiment while turning the right knee out towards the right wall or resting the heel onto the left leg, resting it at the ankle, the calf, or all the way up to the upper inner thigh. Resting your gaze on your chosen spot, one point, and noticing any thoughts coming into your awareness. If it feels right, bringing your palms together in front of you, in front of your heart. Now noticing the body as you make this movement. And there may be thoughts that have come into your awareness. If you are feeling really balanced and you want to test your edges, you can bring your arms overhead in an H position or bringing them together and crossing the thumbs over. Remembering to hold the posture for as long as you want and what is appropriate for you, exploring your limits and coming out of the pose when it feels right. When you're ready, exhaling and releasing the arms down to your sides and then your legs back into mountain pose, closing your eyes again and turning into your body and breath at this moment. Now, repeating on the other side, shifting your weight, bending the knee, staring at one point while maintaining your balance, placing the foot as high as it feels comfortable for you, and knowing wobbling is very much a part of this movement. Monitoring your edges. And also your limits. On the next exhale, releasing the arms and then the foot back to the floor, moving into mountain and noticing any thoughts or feelings that have arisen from doing these balancing poses. Closing your eyes and seeing these thoughts and feelings like clouds in the sky. Your mind is the sky, and your thoughts and feelings enter your sky view as clouds, coming into your awareness, some lingering longer than others, and they move along and out of your awareness. Just noticing the various thoughts and feelings in this moment. Now, putting those thoughts and feelings aside, refocusing on any body sensations. taking a moment to do a quick body scan, connecting with the pressure between the soles of the feet and the ground, feeling your calf muscles, your hips, your buttocks, pelvis, spine, your rib cage, armpits, shoulders, your lower neck, your jaw, lips, forehead, and temples. Tuning now into your breath, noticing the rising and falling as the breath enters the body and releases. Taking some time to acknowledge yourself, to have taken care of yourself, building the relationship between your mind and your body. Resting in your own awareness of some personal gratitude until hearing the bells.